Irvin Yerushalmi, corresponding to Irvin Bavli, Daf Nun Hei. We begin Yerushalmi on Daf Lamed Aleph from a base, in the last line of Yabba. Rabbi Abba, Rabbi Yehuda B'Shem Rav, Yeshi B'nuya Kumin Keshes, Im Yesh Ben Zu Lazu, Arba Salafim, Chosa Achas, Mahalach Eskula, Behud Salah, Alpayim Amma. Rabbi Abba, quoting of Yehuda, quoting Rav, said if a city is shaped like a bow, if there are 3,999 Ammas between this end and this, with Yehuda, if it were full of houses, then he may traverse all of it, and 2,000 Ammas outside of it. Arba Salafim, Ein Lami Makam Eruvay, El Alpayim Amma. If 4,000 amas separate the ends, he only has 2,000 amas in the Deiruv. Amar v'acha, salva v'shmur, in yitin, sandaloi hacha, hu asi bara v'nasi loin, in yitin, sandaloi hacha, hu asi bara v'nasi loin. Rabbi Acha said that Rabbi Shmur explained in the former case is permitted because if someone went along the neseh, which is a string between the ends of the bow, and put his sandals here, and passed 2,000 amas, he may go outside, back to the end of the bow, and along the bow to the other end, and to where he put them, and take them, because they're within 2,000 amas. And if he put his sandals here, and pass 2,000 amas from the other end, he may go outside, back to the bow and along the bow, etc., and take them. Min kan asa bara, min kan asa bara, rochachas asa mishtei ruchis mutter. From here he can go outside by the bow, and from here he can go outside by the bow. Did he say that from one direction is forbidden and from two directions is permitted? Rather, surely it's permitted even from one direction. Rav Abba b'shem Rav Yehuda ha'isa yirachas kadeila v'yesh b'choritz v'sei v'einoi omak asa v'rach v'arbo adwaya oisa kilu mali alfa v'so yuisa imla v'waya oisa k'mufulish. Rav Abba, quoting Rav Yehuda, said if one city was big and it had a trench, if it is not 10 deep and 4 wide, you view it as if it were full of earth and pebbles, the entire city may make one eruv. If not, means rather it is 10 deep and 4 wide, if you are like Mufulush, which is each side of the city, must be Ma'arev by itself. Rabbi Abba, Ami, Vayechevsko, B'Shem, Rav, Shi, Benuya, Al-Sfas, Anachal, Emesh, Benon, Anachal, Abba, Tzvachim, Moedin, Anachimah, Shoish, Moedin, Mesfas, Anachal, Achitzayna, Ravash, Vayhei, Benachal, Yose, Meshivim, Meshirayim. Rabbi Abba, quoting Ami, Vayechevsko, quoting Rav, said if a city was built on the banks of a river, if there are 4 Tzvachim between it and the river, you measure 2,000 Amos in the wall. If there are 3 tochim in between, you measure from the outside bank of the river, as long as the river is not more than 70 amos in a fraction wide. Manan kaimim, what's the case? In be mislaketes, asar tochim etrich sholosh, moedir v'sasanacha achitzena. If the riverbank slopes 10 tochim and it's 3 amos, even if there are only 3 tochim in between the wall and the river, do you measure from the outer bank of the river? It's hard to walk there. Surely it's not bottled to the city. If the riverbank slopes 10 tochim and amidst 4 amas, even if there are 4 tochim in between it, do you measure from the wall? One can traverse such an incline. Surely it's possible to the city. Elim Kainan and Kaimin, Shinsholei Shalabar. The answer is slopes 10 tochim in between 3 and 4 amas. Rav Amar, Eoshi Banuya, Oyalim, Kolecha de Echam Maidin Ma'alei. Rav said a city consisting of tents is not considered a city because they're not fixed. Everyone measures his tchum from his tent. Hayu sham shleisha tzrifim v'shleisha borgenin moedim v'nachitzayim. If there were 3 tzrifim, or borgenin, which is shacks of date or willow branches, or of people who guard peiris, he measures from the outer one. Heisiv asiv aksiv v'yad tiyel ha mechutz l'machna heich hayu nifnim l'chutz. Asi asked the question, it says, and in Dvarim Perek Chof Gimel Pasuk Yud Gimel, and V'yad tiyeh lecha mechutz l'machane. And when Bnei Yisrael were in the Midbar, one who needed to relieve himself needed to go in the back of the Machane Yisrael, which is 12 mil by 12 mil. If everyone measured from his tent on Shabbos, how could people not
go outside the Machane to relieve themselves? Rabbi Chia, Bray, to Rabbi Shibzoi, Makshi, Eichayu Yotzim, Rabbi Yisrael, Shemeshah. Second question of Hebrew to Shibzai asked, if everyone measures from his tent on Shabbos, how could they go to Moshe's Beis Medrash? Moshe offered Lahem, Shosha Sifim, Shosha Vuganim. The answers to both questions are Moshe made for them 3 Sifim or Vuganim, if made in time after, like one city, all the Olim were battled to them. Amrav Yosef, a given to him, Shahi Choinin, when Isim Alpia did work, Shahi Choinin, Shahi Choinin. Second answer to both questions is Rav Yosef, who says that since they camped, travel according to Hashem's word is considered permanent. objected, saying that since Hashem promised to enter them into Eretz Yisrael, it's considered temporary. Aleh Amar Yavin, Moshe asked Alehem, Shleisha Sifim, Shleisha Mubirim. To do this, the Yavin needed to say, like the Stam Gemara earlier, that Moshe made for them three Sifim or Mubirim.